Have you ever watched a newborn baby breathe? It's really quite a miracle to see. They naturally belly breathe. Their breath is much more rapid, so their tiny abdomens rise and fall real quickly. What you won't see is a tight belly with the shoulders up by the ears and a shallow breath happening in the upper regions of the lungs. But as we go, a lot of us adults adopt this terrible habit of shallow breathing, which is not optimal. You know, unless you took on dancing, singing, a sport that required you to breathe optimally so that you could participate in it, you were not taught optimally. I imagine that it's because breathing is taken for granted. I mean, the thought, are you alive? Then you must be breathing. But this lack of breath awareness can lead to some bad habits and adds to a constant state of anxiety. In a world that's constantly challenging us and changing, I think it's important to learn breathing. And I see quite a bit of people taking an interest in something that I have wished the world were better at, and that is breathing. I hope that this podcast series gives you a tool to build your breath awareness. And let me say that this is a worthwhile study. Many people find breath practice to be boring and even fall asleep and complain that that's the reason they quit trying to meditate. I think if you'll stay with it for even as long as 10 days, 12 days, and that you'll begin to see the benefit quickly. And don't stop. Maybe put it on your calendar to do mindful breathing, which is another thing we could call this. You're mindfully aware of your breath. You're not just unconsciously breathing. And my name is Debbie Tudor. This is Inner Ear Yoga. Tune in daily. Subscribe to the podcast. Namaste.